Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spirit Talk Radio. My name is Angel and I am your host. I would like to extend to you this invitation to join me today on a journey of exploration, discovery, and clarity with one of the many guests from the community who is committed to helping us all on our journey of spiritual transformation. Enjoy the show and be prepared to ask questions if you have them. Looking forward to seeing you today, tomorrow, and thereafter. Enjoy.
Good morning and welcome to Spirit Talk Radio, where we are here and on the air with our guest this morning. It's going to be Sonic Nova. Sonic, is that you? Hello? Okay, it looks like she hasn't quite dialed on this morning. Sonic is calling in today to have a conversation about the goings-on in the world, what's happening in terms of our health, what's happening in terms of the coronavirus, and what's happening in terms of our nation. So while we're waiting, I'm going to go ahead and see who we've got on the air that's waiting. Good morning.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. Who am I speaking to?
Shanika.
Hi, Shanika. How are you today?
I'm good.
What caused you to give us a call this morning here on Spirit Talk Radio?
I have a question.
Okay. What's your question?
Well, I have known someone, well, she was my best friend for like 10 years, and I was just wondering if there would be like a reconnection, if she's thinking about me.
Oh, okay. What's your friend's name?
Keontae?
Let's have a look at Keontae's information in your Shanika, you said?
Yes.
Well, when I look at the situation, I do feel the disconnect, but I also feel that there's some things that haven't been said and that the emotions are kind of heightened and there's a little fear going on because just of where we are. So the first thing that has to happen is we have to come out of this space. A lot of introspective processing going on her part. It looks like she's had an opportunity to sit down and think through some things. It looks like there's a lot being processed right now. So one of the things is that she needed some space to work through what she needed to work through. Not quite ready to kind of talk through stuff. So give it a little time. Let the stress of what we're going through open up and release. And it feels like it'll be a much better likelihood afterwards for you guys to connect. Right now, if you try to force it, it feels like it will explode because of the stuff that she's going through. Does that make sense?
Because of what she's going through right now.
What she's going through right now. She just needs a little time. And it's not specifically pointed necessarily at you. It looks like it's pointed at a lot of different spaces for her. And a lot of people are going through this, just kind of internal work and going through, you know, decisions that I've made. It's kind of going through some self-reflection. So that's what I'm getting when I look at it. So just send some love. That's the perfect thing to do in this situation is as you're going through your processes, send the golden light or the golden ray of the divine, send some love, ask for her heart to kind of open up and have her be open to reconnecting with you and then let it go. And you could do that every day. Just send her love every day. And then as this opens up, the opportunity will present itself for you guys to reconnect and clear the air, because it feels like there's a clearing the air scenario that has to take place with the two of you guys. So once that takes place, then it'll be okay.
Okay. Can I ask one more question? Did she have feelings for me?
There is confusion around that. There is a little confusion around feelings. So I am getting that.
Okay.
There is confusion around that. Does that make sense then for you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so give her some space, and it'll be okay. It feels, you know, we all get over stuff, but right now it's just this is just a weird time. You know, it's really a hard time to be in a space of self-reflection. Mm-hmm. Because the world is just in a funky place. And so send her love, you know, send her nice divine love and let God take care of it. It'll be okay. Is that helpful?
Okay. Yes. Uh-huh.
Good. Thank you very much. You have a fantastic day. Okay. So I am still not seeing Sonic on. I don't have any messages from her. She's waiting. Let me try this one other number and see if that is Sonic. Thank you for holding. Who am I speaking to?
This is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. What made you call Spirit Talk Radio today?
I had a question, but I'm happy to wait if you wanted to see if Sonic was coming on.
You know, I'm happy to wait here a little bit. She's maybe running late. She gets a lot of stuff going, and she might be running late, but she does have something else to do. I'm going to put you back on hold for a second. And kind of
sure.
Just continue to move on. You know, one of the things that I've been talking a lot about in terms of the time is how are we going to get through this process? Really cool thing about the first caller that I spoke to, you know, we have a lot of stuff going on around us just because we are human and we're going through this process of being humans on the planet. And now we're being asked to stop doing the things that we do every day. Every day we go through a process of just, you know, going to work, interacting with people. Now we've been asked to stop so that we can heal, right? And the really great thing to do during this time is to really heal. As we are trying to heal our society, putting in the work to heal yourself. Take some of that time for self-reflection so that you can do the work that you need to do to allow yourself to be ready to move forward in that path that you want to create. And we all want to create that fabulous path, right? We all want to create an opportunity. We can have a fabulous life doing absolutely what we love doing on purpose, in a purpose-driven space. We are joyous every single moment of the day. Standing next to a life partner who is truly our life partner that makes us joyous and satisfies us at every level. That's the life that we want to create. And we're being given an opportunity to stop and do that internal work that we need to do to create that. And so as I wait to see, you know, we're going to get Sonic on the air this morning, I'm going to entreat you guys and invite you to consider creating a space where your focus over the next, say, 10 days is going to be about creating that possibility for yourself. And it's really a simple process. I have like a 4-step process that I go through. Step one is being in gratitude. Start every day with being in gratitude, being thankful for everything that you have, everything that God has provided for you. I had a friend that used to say, if you're standing on top of the ground today, you're having a darn good day. It doesn't get any more basic than that. That is absolute truth. If you're standing on the ground today, on top of the earth, you're having a fabulous day. And everything that happens for you from this point on is a blessing from God every single day. Be in gratitude. The second thing you want to do is be in forgiveness. Release whatever you've got going on for situations, for people and things that cause you to focus on anything other than joy. Anything that happened yesterday, 5 minutes ago, 6 days ago, 6 years ago, it has happened, and there's absolutely nothing we can do to change anything that has already taken place. So we have to release the stuff that is distracting us from being the best we could possibly be every day. So forgiveness is the biggest gift that you can give yourself around the stuff that's going around you in your life. Let go of it, forgive them, and then ask for forgiveness. Okay? So be in gratitude, be in forgiveness, and then ask for forgiveness. And when you create that space, then ask for what you need. Whatever that may be, and then let it go. When you create that process, you'll be surprised how grounded you'll be how focused you'll be, and how positive you'll be in your life. I'm going to go back to the caller I had a moment ago and see what her question is. Hi
sure.
there.
Hey,
so
thanks.
What was your question, my dear?
I'm in a weird spot as everybody is, so timelines have shifted. Am I moving later this summer or not?
Okay, what's your first name again? I'm sorry.
Sherry.
So, you know, the answer is a two-part answer. So the answer to the question, are you going to be moving yet? It's delayed a little bit just by nature of where we are in the process. So be prepared to do what you need to do to be in this state where it might happen in the fall. Because I keep looking at it, I see you moving, and I get a big loud yes. But I keep hearing a two-month delay, which would take you from the summer to the fall. If the situation is, well, I have to move during the summer, the response is things are going to work out the way that they to best support you and best give you what you need and what you want. So you need to breathe through it and know that it's going to happen. It's just going to be a delay that's out of your control. Everybody is delayed in all of their processes because of what's going on. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I almost feel like other things are hinging on it. So like my business and creativity,
right.
I just like I'm on hold. Like I can't even really start doing stuff until I move. You know
but
what I mean? I'm like,
I got it. I totally understand. And that's the process. Like right now, focus on you. That the delays are not about you. The delays are about our world, and God's going to take care of it. So
the
thing that you're up against, it's not about, I'm not feeling that you're in a spot of delay because things aren't happening for you. I feel like you're being affected like so many other people are, especially if you're a creative. This is a really hard time to be a creative or a spiritual practitioner because the energy is just like stopping you, right? All the gooky stuff that's happening is like tar and it's just in your space. And as a result, it's causing you to internalize and feel personal about what's happening. And it's not. Work on your own inner stuff. Sit down, meditate, journal, doodle, do the things to release stuff, and the creative juices will start to flow again.
Okay.
You can do anything that you want to do, but you've got to get yourself back into a space of joy. You've got to find a way to be happy about where things are and know that the delays are going to cause you to be greater, right? They're going to cause you to be bigger. Everything will flow. The business, everything will flow. It's just, and I'm also hearing that there'll be better opportunity for you because you'll be able to get better deals for materials and spaces. It feels like this is going to work out for you on the upside. Yeah, it's going to work out for you on the upside.
But it's
be
just
prepared.
And I feel everything's coming. It's just this void right in the middle.
Right. Yeah. And that's what the word you use is a great word. Void. That's what it feels like. That's not what it is, but that's what it feels like. So just remember that this intuitive, creative juice that you have is just being affected by the shadow energy. And it just feels that way. It's
okay.
Not really that way. It just feels that way. So just focus on the vision. Don't lose your vision. It's coming. It's going to happen. And take the time to prepare. Because when it opens, it'll open fast.
Great. Okay.
And so,
I appreciate that confirmation. Thanks.
Okay. You're welcome, my friend. You have a good one and stay positive, all right?
All right.
Okay. Take care. That was really cool. And the thing is, as we think about this and we think about what's happening and if you spend some time really thinking about and researching the different aspects of what's out there, the different aspects of and the theories about what's going on, you'll see there's a lot of shadow talk, there's a lot of shadow energy, there's a lot of stuff going on out there causing disruptions and interruptions in people's process. And it's like listening, it's like trying to write while somebody's tap dancing over you and you live in an apartment, it's very difficult to do that. So what you have to do in situations like this is find a way to truly focus yourself on what's important, whether it's meditation, you know, or visualization, journaling. Give yourself some time to focus on your dreams and what it is that you want to do and what it is that you need to do and the things that you need to release, whether it's a relationship issue or it's a trust issue or it's an abandonment issue, whatever the issues are that you have left to work on, take this time to release that stuff so that when the doors open again and opportunities start to present themselves, that you'll be ready to take advantage of these opportunities and move yourself forward very quickly. Because when things open and things start moving forward on all levels, it's going to be very quick and it's going to be very decisive and it's going to be extremely powerful. And all of us have an opportunity to really evolve our lives to the next level. Thank you for holding. Who am I talking to this morning on Spirit Talk Radio?
Hi, Angel. This is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good on a Saturday, sitting here talking on the radio, having a good time. And it's a beautiful day here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Where are you from?
I'm in New Jersey. It's really nice and sunny out here today, too.
That's the sun coming out, trying to remind us that there's hope, right?
Yes.
Do you have a question
for
me?
A lot of people outside are walking and getting their exercise in.
That's good.
Nice.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful to hear. I'm glad to hear it out there in the East Coast. You guys need some joy out there for sure. For sure. You got a question for me, my dear?
I do. I have been submitting resumes with recruiters for jobs, and I've been touching base with the recruiters, and they said that they haven't heard yet from the companies and that the recs are still open. They haven't been closed. And I just wondered if you see me getting a job anytime soon, even during this pandemic.
So I see you doing remote work, specifically supporting companies, almost like a contractor type of scenario. Is that what you submitted for? Was it through a company or was it through a contractor?
Contract. It would be.
That's what I saw for sure. So I would take that as a yes, because that's what I saw, that it has to be like a support type process. And I'm also being, you're being guided to submit more than one entry. I see you doing work with more than one organization, because it feels like you want to pick up work right now. And so keep plugging out there and submit to a couple more people. Give it about another week, and you'll start to get some responses. You'll start to pick up some work, because it looks like you guys have got another 30 days or so of this process out on the East Coast, up in the Jersey, New York area. So you will still be hunkered down for a little bit. But I see an absolute yes. Specifically, content. Does that make sense? Helping with
what
content.
What did you say?
Content.
Yes.
Okay, that's what it feels like. Ooh, all right. I love it when I get a hit.
Angel, do you see me being able to finally make a move? Because I really want to get out of here. I'm in an apartment.
Let's see what you got. I'm moving. It feels like it's going to be hard for a minute, and it feels like it's going to be hard because you're going to have a hard time finding someplace that you're happy. So you're going to get presented with the opportunity, because the finances are going to change for you. It's going to be about where do you want to move? Because I feel like you want to be less structured, more open, just more space, more open, little nature, and you're going to have a hard time finding where that is. So it's going to take time. With the last caller, she sees like summertime, fall. It looks like it's going to go into the end of the year, going into the next year for you to really move where you want to move. All this stuff has to calm down for you first. And you drive that. No, you drive that. So this is coming from your perspective. So what you need to do, sit down and really start doing some work. It could be as easy as just journaling. I love journaling. Do the work around really understanding and knowing what you want in terms of the space. And earlier I talked about how the day should go, you know, setting yourself up with a great energy, being in gratitude and forgiveness, and then your ask. You need to be very specific about what you're asking for. If you want to move sooner, then be clear with the universe and with the divine on what it is that you want, because you're in the driver's seat in this situation. It's not about, it's not happening because the universe isn't ready. I keep seeing you keep going, I don't like it. I don't like it. So make sure that you're calling to you to only be exposed to things that you want. Does that make sense? You only want to see faces that you want, and you want the universe to know exactly what you want, and you can bring this to you sooner. You can make that magic happen sooner for you if that's really what you want, because you sounded real disappointed with having to wait till the end of the year. You sounded very disappointed with that.
I just want to move so bad. And, all right, I will work on that. I definitely will. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. You have a fantastic day, my dear, and stay safe. Get out in the sun. Let
thank
the sun
you.
Kiss your face a little bit, okay?
Yeah, thank you. You too. Thanks.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
So really cool. I think about a lot of stuff as I go through this. And I have another caller here. I'll get to you in just a second. It's really important to know what it is that you want and understand that the universe is here to provide that for you. It's so scary right now. You know, the other day I was driving with my husband, and we were just kind of sitting at the bank or somewhere, and it just came out of my mouth. It was like, it never in my whole, all my days did I ever dream I'd be in this situation, where we'd be sitting in our car in the middle of a pandemic, like a zombie apocalypse movie. And here we are. And it's scary out there. You know, it's scary. You know, we're supposed to be, I'm in California, we're supposed to wear masks. You go, people don't have masks. And then your first reaction is, why aren't you wearing a mask? And then everybody wants to get back to work. There's a lot, it's heavy right now. And on top of that, we all have stuff that we're dealing with in our personal lives. And it makes it heavier. And on top of that, we're all going stir crazy. We all have cabin fever, which enhances everything. So make sure you stop and give yourself the blessing and the love to give yourself time to process all of this stuff. Try not to go to the shadow talk. Try not to go to the darkness. You can go to my website, angelbacker.com, and you'll see there that I've got a little joy exercise, a 10-day joy exercise that you can do to kind of help you focus on being in joy. I also have a couple of tools there that I can send out to you to kind of help you relax and release and rest. Just go to my website, go to where it says Joy Sanctuary, enter your information, and you'll get the free tools. It's absolutely free. It's my gift to you. But it's really important for me that everybody be in a space of joy so you can resonate a different energy in your space around you, which will also help you resonate and contribute to positivity in your community. Thank you for holding. Who am I speaking to?
Angel, you just talked to me.
I just talked to you. I sure did. You're absolutely right. And I think it's this caller here. Have I spoken to you already?
Hello? No. Hold on.
Okay, there you are. You're the person I was trying to grab. Okay, thank you for holding. How can I help you? Good afternoon. What's your name?
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really well. I'm doing great. Sorry that Sonic isn't here. She must have got called off on something, but I'm happy to talk to people. I just don't have that fabulous, wonderful message about all the things going on with the coronavirus that Sonic has. She has got a great message around that, but it's okay. I've got my own message. What can I do for you today?
Well, I want to look at, like the last caller, on my career. I'm working at home now, and I've been there. I'm on my third week. And I was wondering, when we go into the office, I don't know when it'll be, they're saying July, if they're going to keep me on. And it's going to end up being permanent. It is a contract job right now, but I am getting benefits. I know that sounds strange, but that's what banks
that is.
Do.
That's awesome.
I know, but are they going to – yeah, but are they going to decide to put me on for permanently? I hope
so. I'm getting that they want to, but I'm getting that they're going through what everybody's going through. They're afraid. They're scared. They don't know what it's going to look like. So just continue to do what you're doing. It's going to take them a while when they pull you back in to really understand what the business model will be. And they may hold on to you for another 3 or 4 months in this contractor state as they figure out what there is to do. This is going to take time for them to get out of the to get in front of, if that makes sense. But I am getting that they value you. And I am getting that they like you, and they need you. So just breathe through it and know that they want to do it, but it's going to take time. It's going to be so different when you guys go back into the office. It's going to be super different.
We talked yesterday. She's not the manager of the whole area, the floor, but she's the team lead. She was telling me how she wants to hire this position, but it's got to go through upper. She was so honest with me. She goes, it's got to go through upper management. And they hope that they're going to be able to permanently put me on. So I hope, the only thing I can do is just take it day by day and see what happens,
That's all you can
do.
And be joyous.
You do see me a while there?
I do. They really like you. They like you. They like what you provide. And it feels like you do above and beyond. It feels like you are a support system for people there. It's like they can talk to you. You're just a good member of the team. And it's tough right now. So just continue to do what you do. You're being taken care of. You're very blessed. You're being very taken care of above and beyond what most contractors would get. And they like you. Because I keep hearing that. They really super like you right now. It's not even about the people up above. It's not that they don't want to do it. It's that they've kind of got a lot going on.
I believe her. Yeah.
Yeah.
They already bought me another monitor. I mean, I have 3 monitors now.
Yeah.
They're putting, we were talking about it yesterday. She goes, boy, I hope they've been trying to get a new person for a long time. So I keep babbling about it, but I hate having that dangled over my head. Am I going to stay there? Am I not? I don't like that feeling. But I'll take it day by day.
Just take it day by day. Continue to do what you're doing. Another thing that you could do, a little trick that I prescribe to my clients is write down what you're looking for. Get a nice little paper, a little card. Write down that you would like to stay on and create this a regular permanent position. Fold it up and put it in your sacred space, your altar or whatever, under a candle, under a crystal. And as part of your daily routine, just acknowledge it and in a state of gratitude. Thank you, God, for creating this permanent position for me, like it already happened. Do that every day and create that space and be in that space, and you will come to accept that that's what there is and that that's going to happen. And then next thing you know, that's what's going to happen.
I have to say this. I know I'm going to say this. I don't know if that the last caller, Laura, was listening. If she's still listening, I want her to hear this because I know she's looking for work, and it sucks. I know it does. There's this mantra on YouTube that you can say every day. It only takes not even more than a minute. It's a prayer that you say. It's on YouTube. You look it up on YouTube and just type in, get a prayer in one day, and it'll pop up. It's a woman that you pray with every day. It takes about 60 seconds, and I swear to God, you should see the results that people write on there. It's a really good – it's like a prayer you say every single day, and you just do it until you get a job. I'm just saying that if anybody's listening on the line that is looking for a job.
That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. I think that's really awesome. And what I want to add to that is really simple.
Of course.
It's so powerful to sit down and be in action like that. And what you are speaking to and what that person has created is just another confirmation of how powerful it is to be in that positivity, in that prayer moment, and in that ask. And you can create anything. You can literally create what I call manifestation magic. And I think that is beautiful.
I believe in this prayer. I totally believe in it. It's easy to, I hope she finds it. But anyhow, if anybody is listening and they want to, if they're looking for work, they should go on YouTube and look that up.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing. You have a fantastic day. God bless you. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Oh my goodness, that was awesome. I think that was a really great way to bring our show to the close. I really apologize that Sonic wasn't here, but I have had a great time with everybody this morning. My name is Angel Thacker, and you can find me at angelthacker.com. You can click the New Age Guild. I'm right there. Just go to Angel Thacker, THACKER.com. I invite you to take your joy trip with me, to sit down and sit in a space of joy where you can create and collect the positive energy that will help you sustain through this. The other thing I want you to know, just like the last caller said, that connection every day, that joyous prayer connection every day, save your life as you think about, just think about trying to survive through this process that we're going through. And I'll give you that formula one more time. Start your day in gratitude. Create a beautiful space of gratitude in the morning. Be thankful for everything that there is. If you have nothing to say, just be in gratitude. The second thing you want to do is release through forgiveness. Forgive anything, everybody, any situation that may be sitting upon your heart, causing you to be distracted by the disappointment, the frustration, the trust, the lack of trust, the betrayal, whatever it is. Forgive. And then ask, third thing, ask for forgiveness. After you've completed those three steps, ask for what you need. And if it is what you need is a job, ask for that. If what you need is finances, ask for that. Ask for what you need, but create that space for yourself consistently every day. It does not take a long time. It's just moments. You don't need 3 hours in the morning. You can literally do 3 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever you need. The last caller, she said 60 seconds. That's all you need. And I promise you, you will create a different space for yourself. Thank you for tuning in. I hope that you guys all have a blessed day. And remember, you are the most beautiful thing in the world. All you have to do is connect to that beauty. Have a fantastic day. Take care. And I will see you on the other side. Ciao, ciao.